and it's, and you know what's great about these the political season here is that it's within our grasp to do it. We can make the change. You know, Mark Serrano is a CEO of Proactive Communications. He is an internet entrepreneur, which means he's rich, and a Republican strategist. And I see him over at Neil Cavuto's show all the time. And we welcome Mark back to the show. Mark, welcome. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Joe, I feel like I'm in church. I feel like you're preaching to me this morning.
Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus! Hey, how exciting. You know, I don't care if you're Hillary, for the Donald, for Marco, or Cruz. It is an exciting time, and we can make the change. We can make the change. Mark, and before you give us your analysis, could you give us the facts? Because I know how good you are with all of that. Who won what? How did Trump, Cruz, and Rubio do? Where are we in the political landscape this morning?
Good question, Joe. Okay, so out of the dozen or so states last night, Trump won so far. He won seven of those states. Ted Cruz had a pretty good night, actually. He won three states. Rubio won his very first state, the state of Minnesota, the state of Stuart Smalley, and Walter Mondale.
Stuart Smalley.
Can you imagine what that strategy session was like? I know, guys. Let's have a Mondale momentum strategy. In Minnesota, we're going to be all downhill from there.
I know, and I love Minnesota, but it's the only state Ronald Reagan did not win in 84, correct?
Right.
Oh,
so,
man.
So the delegate count is very important. This puts Trump at 285 of the 1,237 you have to win. Cruz has got 161. Rubio, Marco, has got 87. Now, they haven't finished tallying the delegates from last night.
Hmm.
On the Democrat side, Clinton similarly won seven states, and Sanders won four. She's got, but you know, she's got the fix is in on the Democrat side with the superdelegates. So she's got 544, and Sanders has got 349 of the 2,300 that they've got to win.
Well, you know what? Bernie did better than I thought he would, Mark Serrano.
He had a pretty good night.
Yeah.
I mean, he did well in Colorado. He won Minnesota, Oklahoma.
I tweeted, a Jewish guy, a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn, wins in Oklahoma? Only in America.
Well,
I mean, it was amazing.
Well, he's a trailblazer. I mean, you know, you've never had this is the first time that a Jewish candidate has won primaries like this. And, you know, a Jewish boy from Brooklyn, forget about it.
I know, the only Jewish guy in Oklahoma, and he won. I think it was great, you know? I mean,
he won all five Jewish votes in Oklahoma.
Yes, I'm saying it was great. I don't know. I love Bernie. I like Bernie, Mark, because there's a purity to him. He believes in what he's preaching. The Hillary thing, and before we go to the Donald, Mark Serrano, why is it when I watch, you know, people look at the Trump phenomenon, and I said this earlier, Mark, and they go, they shake their head, oh my gosh, it's fascist, oh, I don't understand it. That's the way a lot of us look at the Hillary campaign in the very, very much the same way. We're totally confused. She's got people cheering. Do they know what this woman has done, Mark?
Let me tell you, she is the, if you ever wanted a lackluster candidacy, Hillary Clinton is your candidate. And I got to tell you, they are old, they are tired,
man,
and it shows.
Man.
It shows in the results, it shows at her rallies. She's so awkward, she's so out of touch. I mean, I actually compare it to the 92 campaign, George H.W. Bush, where, you know, Clinton was able to clean his clock because Bush just didn't understand the trials and tribulations of, you know, the mechanic for Morristown or the nurse from Nassau County.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and this is the same thing. Hillary Clinton, she doesn't have any connection with those people.
Yeah, you know, it's a great analogy. It's a great analogy. Do we know the GOP delegate count at this point, Mark?
Yeah, so Trump's got 285, but they haven't finished tallying them up.
Okay.
So he needs 1,237. But that's what's amazing about this race, Joe. Is look, Ted Cruz had a, you know, got to take your hat off to him. He actually had a better night than expected, and what's going to happen here is right now the party elite, they're backing Rubio. He's got 2 weeks, 2 weeks before Florida. If he loses Florida, right now he's behind 18 points in his home state. If he loses Florida, he gets kicked to the curb, and then Cruz might still have time. But what might happen is we may see the emergence of Mitt Romney, who might go on the ballot in late states like New Jersey and like California merely to prevent Trump from reaching the threshold of delegates so they can go to Cleveland. And let me tell you, if some shenanigans like that take place, Donald Trump is going to say, I'm on my way to Cleveland, and hell's coming with me.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But Mark,
it would be mayhem.
You know, you're a grounded guy, and I love every time I go over to the Neil Cavuto show at Fox Business, there's some great folks over there, and you're one of them, Mark Serrano. And you're very grounded, and you're not inflammatory.
That's because I'm a Jersey boy.
There you go, buddy. And you got the goatee happening. And you got that hip goatee happening, you know. But that aside, you know, I keep hearing about this Mitt Romney phenomenon. I mean, if Mitt Romney, that they're thinking about doing this, I wonder, would they ever, I mean, how bad is that? It would fracture the party. It would fracture conservatives. It would fracture moderates. It would fracture independents. It would be the death knell for America. Hillary's walking in if that's the case.
Well, look, but here's why it's plausible is, The establishment, the party lead, who they're not a monolith, okay? But the folks who run the party and the big donors, they are rankled. And you know what? They will grasp on to power any way they can. And so they're going to contrive any sort of trip up for Trump. But here's the thing. You know, they are the reason why there is a Trump candidacy. It's because they have failed the American people, particularly for the 8 years of the Obama administration. So when you're part of the problem, you can't possibly understand why there's a problem, where there's a what the solution may be. But the electorate, the people in the South who voted yesterday, by a large margin, they're saying, we want an outsider.
Yep.
We don't trust these people from the Beltway in Washington. We're not making as much money as we did 10 years ago. We're having a hard time paying our mortgage, and we are through with these people. Well, the party elite, they can't possibly understand the dynamic because they're the problem.
Yeah, that's right on the money. Mark Serrano with Joe Piscopo. Mark, a top-notch Republican strategist, 648-877-970-2999. I see your calls. We will go to them. Mark Serrano, I see in the breakdown of the news this morning, New Jersey newspapers call for Chris Christie to resign. I lean toward the governor. I like the governor. I know the governor, so I can't say anything really bad about him. But how do you read this whole Chris Christie-Donald Trump dynamic, Mark?
Very interesting. All I can say when I saw the news about those newspapers, and I know those newspapers, and I like those newspapers, all I could say is wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got to believe that USA Today is in the pocket of Hillary Clinton and the Gannett newspapers, and that's what's behind this. They're effectively an extension of the Clinton campaign, and that's what's behind their attack yesterday calling on Christie to resign. Look, I think Christie, before Donald Trump showed up, he was the tell-it-like-it-is candidate. The problem is there was a bigger, stronger, louder tell-it-like-it-is candidate who showed up and beat him.
It's so true.
I give Chris Christie a lot of credit for having the humility to put aside his own ambitions. And after he left the race, I predicted this 3 weeks ago that he would support Donald Trump. Who was he going to go to? The other candidates are not his kind of candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Rubio
is
tied in with the establishment. That's not Christie.
Yeah.
And so I think they're going to have a good partnership, and I think Christie's going to help make a difference.
Did you see all the internet stuff? Who started that? Trevor Noah, I think, started that at Comedy Central when they started saying Chris Christie's being held hostage by Donald Trump. You know what? They're going to go after Donald. They're going to go after Christie. They're going, and they're making fun of it all. But I think Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know that you stopped the Trump train, brother.
Oh my gosh, that's like putting a stone on the train track. You know,
it's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. I'll see you over at Fox at Neil's show, Mark Serrano, and join us anytime, my friend.
See you at Fox, Joe. Run, Joe, run.
Okay, thank you, Mark. 6:50 right now. Piscopo in the morning, Congressman King on the show.